Hello.
Hello there. Good evening. My name is Christian, and I'm calling from North Carolina Opinion Research. Today, we're talking to people in your area about local issues. Your opinion is very needed. And are you a registered voter in North Carolina?
Yes.
Thank you. And what is the year you were born?
97.
Thank you. Are you of Hispanic or Latino or Spanish origin?
No, technically.
Okay, thank you. And if you don't mind, what is your race?
So my dad is Caribbean, West Indian, and some Afro, and my mother is Native American.
Okay, would you consider yourself a Pacific Islander or no?
You could put that, yeah.
Okay, thank you. What is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
Bachelor's.
Okay, bachelor's degree. Thank you. Next question. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a positive impact on issues you care about? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that your vote has a lot of power and 0 means that it doesn't really have any power. You can use any number in between, 0 and 10.
I'll say 6 or 7. Probably 7.
7? Okay. Thank you.
Just because without, like, my vote alone won't really make a difference, but with number, then it does make a difference, if that makes sense.
Yes, it does. Okay, thank you, sir. Next question. Thinking about the direction in which the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very dissatisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, somewhat satisfied, or very satisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
What were the options again? Could you read them off to me again?
Sure. Thinking about the direction or direction in which the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very dissatisfied, somewhat satisfied, or very satisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Somewhat dissatisfied.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Please rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, and issues on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and then 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. And so here we go. First person is Kamala Harris from 0 to 10.
Probably like an 8.
Okay, thank you. You also have the option of never heard of that person, okay? Next person, Donald Trump.
Maybe like his face. Really? He's not that bad, but he does some crazy stuff, so. But feel like his intentions are bad. I don't know.
So what number would you give it?
Probably a 6. Can I get Kamala a 9?
Sure. We can change that. A 9 for Kamala and a 6 for Trump, you said?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Next person, identity is the Democratic Party.
That's a big one. I'm going to give them a 7.
A 7. Okay, thank you. Next, Attorney General Josh Stein.
I do not know who that is.
Okay, that's okay. Thank you. Next, the Republican Party.
They should also have a 7.
7, okay. And next, Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
I don't know any of his policies, so I'm going to have to skip that one.
Okay, thank you. And the last one, Joe Biden.
Joe could also have it better.
Was that a 7 you said?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. I know it's a long way off, but in the November 2024 election for president, I'm sorry, if the November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Joe Biden, third party candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
I'm not really sure quite yet. I'd probably vote for Kennedy.
Okay, you're leaning towards Kennedy. Is that correct? Okay.
Yes.
I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote to be your House representative, the Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate?
I'm not sure. Neither. Can I skip the question?
Sure. I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote to be your House representative, the Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate?
Probably the Democratic one. Like, isn't the Republican one trying to do, like, Project 25 or something like that?
Okay. Thank you. Next, which of the following statements is closer to your opinion, even if neither is perfect? Okay, so we have two statements, and then you can tell me which one you feel closer to. Statement A, voting in the upcoming 2024 elections is how I have the power to make changes on the issues that are important to my everyday life. Statement B, my personal decisions are what impact my everyday life most, and voting in the upcoming 2024 elections won't impact me that much.
I disagree with that one.
That would be B?
I think that it does make an impact.
Okay. So that would be statement A, right?
Yes.
Yes. Would you say somewhat more or much more? Statement A.
Somewhat.
Okay, thank you. And moving on, thank you for staying on with me on the line. Which of the following statements is closer to your opinion, even if neither is perfect? So I'm going to give you three statements now, okay? First one says, our government and political system do not work effectively now to provide solutions for the issues facing American people, but could in the future. Statement two, our government and political system will likely never work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people. And the third statement says, our government and political system work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people.
I think our system could work currently.
You said
which
the third
one? Which option was that?
Can you repeat the question?
Yes, could you repeat the question?
Sure.
Okay,
so this is the question. which of the following statements it says, which of the following statements is closer to your opinion, even if none of them is a perfect statement, okay? So the first statement says, our government and political system do not work effectively now to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people, but could in the future. Statement two, our government and political system will likely never work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people. And the third and final statement says, our government and political system works effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people.
Statement one.
The second one?
The first one.
I'm sorry, did you say the first or the second?
The first.
The first? Okay, thank you, sir. Moving on. In general, do you feel negative or positive about each of the following? The future of the planet, do you feel negative or positive?
Positive.
Thank you. What about your own future?
Positive.
Thank you. And the future of the country?
Is there like a neutral option?
Yes.
Sorry, I don't know.
Yes.
Can I go neutral for that one?
Sure. Okay. Thank you. From your most recent voting experience in the November 2024 election, would you say that voting is getting harder or easier for you? Or has it been about the same?
I think voting is getting harder.
Would you say somewhat or much harder?
Somewhat harder.
Thank you. Thinking about the upcoming elections in 2024, please indicate the two best reasons why you might not vote in the upcoming elections. You may select up to two answers. So I'm going to go down the list here, and you can select up to two answers if that's your choice. The first one says, I don't know enough about the candidates. The next one says, it is too difficult for me to vote. The third one says, I don't like any of the candidates. Next, because voting doesn't change things that matter to me. Next, I don't have time to vote. Next, racist politicians have made it too hard for me and people like me to vote. And the last one says, because elections are rigged and my vote won't matter.
I don't like the candidates, and I don't know enough of the candidates or the policies.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Next, who is trying to make it harder for people like you to vote in the upcoming elections? Please select all that apply. Okay, do you blame the Republicans, the Democrats, all politicians, or just racist politicians?
I'll say all politicians.
Okay, thank you, sir. Next question. Below is a list of potential threats to democracy in America. After each one, please indicate how much you believe that each threat could happen in this country. 0 to 10, where 10 means that you believe that the threat is near certain to happen, or a 5, where a 5 means that you are not sure, and a 0 means that you believe that the threat will certainly not happen. So the first threat we have here is sending voters to jail for minor voting errors, or trying to correct minor voting errors.
A 3,
thank you. What about restructuring the Department of Justice so the president can prosecute political opponents, including protesters?
7.
Number 2?
7.
Oh, 7, okay, thank you. Next, preventing the president from being prosecuted for things they did while acting in an official capacity as president, even if those things were illegal.
8.
Thank you. What about increasing political violence in response to American elections?
8.
Thank you. What about creating a surveillance state to monitor citizens' everyday lives?
Ooh, I did not even think about that. I'll say a 7.
A 7? Okay. What about giving the president the power to deploy the military against protesters at any demonstrations against the government and effectively criminalizing constitutionally protected free speech?
6.
A 6, thank you. What about arresting and jailing individuals who hand out food and water to voters standing in long lines to vote?
9.
Thank you. What about having armed vigilantes guard polling locations to ensure that only the right types of voters get to vote? A 10, you said?
No, not a 10. Maybe like a 7. Can they do that?
I believe that's what happened last time with, you know, the Trump campaign. I believe that's one of the things they did. Yeah. The last one here, allowing wealthy individuals, corporations, and special interests to have unchecked influence on elections by eliminating all restrictions on donations to political campaigns.
4.
A 4? Thank you. All right, moving right along. How big of a problem is racial discrimination in your life today? And your options are a big problem, somewhat of a problem, and a small problem. Or not a problem.
A small problem.
A small problem
really?
Okay. Have you or anyone you personally know experienced any racist comments or behavior within the past 2 years?
Yes.
Is that personally or someone you know?
Someone I know.
Thank you. Here is a list of statements about values that some people might have. On a scale from 0 to 10, please indicate whether you agree or disagree with each statement, where a 10 means you strongly agree with that statement, a 5 means you neither agree or disagree, and a 0 means that you strongly disagree with the statement. Okay, you may select any number in between. The first statement says, most of us want the freedom to live good lives and the power to make decisions about our lives and families. Do you strongly agree? So I'm going to read the statements and you just tell me you strongly agree, you strongly disagree, or you're in between.
Okay.
So I'm going to repeat that statement again. Most of us want the freedom to live good lives and the power to make decisions about our families.
Strongly agree.
Okay. Number 2 says, every American wants to have a say in the people and policies that determine the future for our families, community, and country.
Strongly agree.
You said a 3?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. What about, we all want America to be a place where freedom, justice, and equality are for all.
Strongly agree.
Thank you. What about whatever our color, background, or zip code, most of us work hard to provide for our families?
Agree.
Would you give it a 9 or a 10?
Maybe a 9.
Okay, thank you. Here's a list of actions that people might take to participate in civic engagement or politics. Which of one or two of the following do you believe are the most effective ways to make changes on the issues that you care most about? You may select up to 2.
Okay.
I'm going to go down the list so you can select up to 2, okay? The first one says voting in state or local elections, such as governor or mayor. The next one says signing petitions, volunteering for a local organization in my community, calling, writing, emailing local politicians, voting in federal elections, such as for president or U.S. Congress. Next, donating to political campaigns or organizations, boycotting a company, engaging in a direct action like attending sit-ins or occupying buildings, talking to friends and family about politics, and marching in a protest.
I'll say voting for your local government and voting for federal government.
Okay, thank you. Then moving right along, we're almost done, okay, sir. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a positive impact on issues you care about? Again, from 0 to 10, how much power do you think your vote has, sir?
I'm going to say an 8.
Thank you. And one last time, if the November 2024 election for president were held today, for who would you vote? Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Joe Biden, or third-party candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
Probably for the third party.
Okay, thank you. Which of the following are you more concerned about? Donald Trump's criminal charges and threats to democracy, or Joe Biden's age and mental and physical health?
Both.
I'm sorry?
Honestly, well, I would say both. I'm more concerned about this Project 2025 thing, but I know that's not directly through Donald Trump. That's kind of through, like, the House, right?
Yeah.
So
okay.
I'd probably have to say, yeah.
Okay, thank you, sir. And if the November 2024 election for president were held today, for who would you vote if this election was Donald Trump or Kamala Harris?
Kamala Harris.
Kamala Harris? Okay, thank you, sir.
Yes.
And in politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, a Democrat, or an independent?
An independent.
Thank you. And do you lean more towards the Republican Party or more towards the Democratic Party, or neither?
Probably more towards the Democratic Party.
Thank you. Thinking of, about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as a very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Could you repeat the question one more time?
Sure. Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as a very liberal person, a somewhat liberal, moderate, a somewhat conservative, or a very conservative person?
I'll say somewhat liberal.
Somewhat liberal. Thank you. And are you or have you ever been a member of a union?
No.
No? Okay. Thank you. Do you currently own your home, rent, or live with family, a family member or friends?
Living with family member or friends.
Thank you. Were you born in the United States or in another country?
I was born in the U.S.
Thank you. And were your parents born in the United States or in another country?
They were also born in the U.S.
Thank you. And for whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote then?
Who were the options?
I'm sorry?
It was Biden. It was Biden, right?
Okay, yes. Okay, for Biden, okay. And which of the following best describes your current employment status? Do you work full-time, part-time, temporarily laid off, unemployed, retired?
Part-time currently.
Thank you. And last year, that is 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Was it less than $25,000? Between 25 and 34, 35,000, between 35 and 45, between 45 and 55. So it goes by tens after that.
Yeah. Well, I was saying alone, it may have been 30,000 or 35.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Well, that concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation, okay? We greatly appreciate it. Have a good night, okay?
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.